All right, good evening, gentlemen. How's everyone? Hello, gentlemen. Hello. Good evening. Are we all clear? Are we all through? 10 o'clock. Okay, everybody, so let's make a start. Right, make a quick summary of what we learned last time. Last time we spoke about this halacha. Oh, there's a lot of noise going on there. All right, so we learned the halacha last time of yayin poter shamashkin. It's a very interesting halacha, and that is if someone drinks wine, the shear of kabbalah lugma, which is about 45 mil, all other drinks are exempt from a bracha, provided if it's on a table in front of him. And yes, I mean, it's not in front of him, but he knows you're going to have them. So that means, for example, someone goes to a kiddush, and he hears kiddush, and he drinks a mori lugma of wine, and then he wants to have a cup of Coke, a coffee, a whiskey. All these drinks are potter from making a shahakol and yed dvor on it. But it has to be you drink the wine, obviously. It has to be that you're drinking the wine. Last time we spoke about how much wine do you have to drink. So the bi'aloch is mesupuk, if one only has a small amount of mashu, does it help? So this is a big question, the bi'aloch. Let me just get a bi'aloch in. And the basis is, let me just get a bi'aloch. Bi'aloch says, where is it? Kuf, I am... Kufayin Dalla Sif Beis, the halacha. Kufayin Dalla Sif Beis. Yayin poter kol minei mashkin, afilu mibracha rishona. So the Bi'ah Halacha's got a whole shaila, how much you have. The Mishnah Berurah is mashma when he quotes it. I think we said this really last time. The Mishnah Berurah is mashma like even a mashu who works. The Bi'ah Halacha is very mesupik about this, and he wants to say that you need to have a mole lugmov, which is quite a lot. I mean, normally the Makalish has a mori lugma, but most of the people at the table don't have a mori lugma, only have a mashu. So that's a very big question now. If you only have a mashu, will that help you putter other drinks? That's a serious question. It's not clear exactly what the bi'aloch is machriya. I mean, he's ending off over here. Nochen lechatchil mishi yitzel yitzel sha'a mashkin yishtal kopolim mori lugmov. You really need a chatchil, certainly you should drink a mori lugmov. But that, yeah, if he didn't drink a mori lugmov, so he's got a question now what to do. So his first eight is, yavakesh me'acher, he should ask someone else, sheloi toam klal, who didn't drink any wine at all from the kois, she's throwing a broch a mashkin. That means the other person has a cup of coffee, makes a hakko near Vore, because he's not had any wine. So he should patter you. That's what you should do. That's one eight. So all the other eight of posha is that you make a shakra, something else, you have a piece of a sweet, the marshal, you make shakra on that. The question, though, is what happens if this is not practical? You haven't got, there's no one else there to make a bracha for you, and there's no other food there besides a drink, and there's nothing else to have. So this is very, very unclear. In the Sefer Mezuzos HaBrocha, it seems he takes on the Mishnah Berurah is Machria, the Ike is Mori Lugmov. And therefore, there's no other Eitzah, he says, you can make a bracha on a cup of coffee. If you only had a mashu of wine, you only had a bit, you didn't have a Mori Lugmov, he takes on as a Chiddush that the Mishnah Berurah is Machria, that you have to have a Mori Lugmov. Less than Mori Lugmov, you have to make a bracha. And sometimes also, the B'Shem Rabbi Yashiv also this, and other possum also seem to hold on like this. He brings up Chaim Pinchas Steinberg also, I think, says the same thing. Less than a Mori Lugmov, you have to make your own bracha. Not everyone agrees to this. I think the Sfadim disagree, and they take on that a mashu is okay. So this is an interesting question over here, how much you need to have in order to pat on the drinks. Is that clear, Rabbi Yisrael? Yeah, it's clear? Okay, now we didn't finish off, well, I wanted to finish off our last bit. The other thing is also that not only does Boyapura Goffin patter drinks to make a bracha rishona, it also, the Al HaGeffen also works. That's our loch in Reish Ches Sivta Zayin. Reish Ches Sivta Zayin. The Mechaba says there, Shoso Yayin Umayim, someone drank wine and water, any other mashka. You don't make a bracha nefoshet on the wine. So the marshal, someone had wine. Let's say, let's take it. He had a mori lugmov of wine. And then he has a cup of Coke. He has a coffee, he has any other drink at all. He does not make a bro in the foshers. When he makes Al HaGefen over the wine, the Al HaGefen over the wine will help him for the drink that he had as well. So it works both ways. The yayin works at the beginning. It patters you from Shehakar Nehemivori. And it works at the end that it patters you from Al HaGefen. It works on both ways. That's all very good when a person has a shiva revius, and he's going to make Al HaGefen, because you only make a brocha Al HaGefen if you have a revius of wine. So if you had a revius of wine in total, so when he makes Al HaGefen of wine, that would help him for the drink. If he had, let's say, less than a kazayas of wine, you see what I mean in a minute, means he had a very small amount of wine, and he had more than the revius of other drinks. So there's no question, there's no Al HaGefen to make because he's much less than the Ashiya. He has to make Bona Foshes down on a drink because there's no Al HaGefen to make according to all opinions, and therefore we have less than the Kazayas of wine. It's about 28 mil fluid, so something like that, 30 mil. If he has less than that then of wine, then he makes Bona Foshes rubbish on his cup of Coke. If he has more than the revius of wine, that's what we just spoke about before, he makes Al HaGefen, and that putters a Sha'ar Mashkin. If he had in between a kazayas of liquid, but less than the revius of wine, then there's a big problem what to do, because he can't make Al HaGefen. But on the other hand, maybe he's b'chuv in Al HaGefen. This is a question in the Mishnah Berurah, he's not sure. Many poskim say, at the end of the day, since you can't make Al HaGefen in such a case, you may burn the foshes. So let me just sum up again what I said, I hope it was clear. When a person has a revius of wine, so he's making Al HaGefen, the Al HaGefen will help him for his drink. So if he has a revius of wine and he makes Al HaGefen, there's no Bona Foshes on his Coke, on his coffee, whatever drink he has, there's no Bona Foshes on that. The wine exempts him when he makes Al HaGefen. If he has less than a kazayas of wine, yeah, so there's no question he has to make Al HaGefen because less than kazayas, no one holds you make Al HaGefen on that. Then, and he had a revius of liquid, he has to make Bona Foshes rubbish on his liquid. There's no question because there's nothing exempting it. So he clearly has to make a Bona Foshes on his liquid. If he has a wine between a kazayas and a revius, which some shitters hold you can make Al HaGefen, we don't. We only make Al HaGefen on a revius. The Mishnah Berurah in Shabbos is masupik about what to do, but many Acharonim take on that. At the end of the day, they're not saying Al HaGefen, you have to make a Bona the Foshes on your drink. So that's what will come out. Is that clear, Rabbi Yisai? Yeah? Okay, let's move on to today's topic. Today's topic is the halachas of mistakes in Kiddush. It can happen, people make mistakes in Kiddush. So number one, for example, let's take the first case, is that one should immediately drink wine after Kiddush. If a person speaks before drinking, nothing to do with the Kiddush, I don't know, he says to someone, I don't know, pass me my hat. Or I don't know what, something, nothing to do with the Kiddush at all. So the Kiddush is valid because he made it ala kois, but the Bo Priya Gofen that he's made has gone. The Bo Priya Gofen has been severed. It wasn't used straight away after the Kiddush. It means even though we make Bo Priya Gofen before the Bichas of Hashem and the Shonu, but since there was a gap between your drinking the Kois and your finishing Kiddush, you spoke something which is completely not related to the Kiddush at all. Since that's what you did, you've lost your Bo Priya Gofen. The Kiddush is still valid because you made Kiddush ala Kois, that was good. And the only thing you have to make is a new Bo Priya Gofen. So you'll have to make a new Bo Priya Gofen. That's in Reish Ayin Aleph. Let's just get a Mishnah Berurah here. Reish Ayin Aleph Siv Tezvov. Reish Ayin Aleph Hilchos Kiddush Siv Tezvov. Kiddush V'koyim Shetoam Hifsik V'dibur. But he made case and he spoke. He interrupted before he tasted the wine. Choyz Amavar Bo Priya Gofen. But Einot Tzorich Lachzor Lekash. He's not allowed to make a new Kiddush. If he spoke something to do with the Kiddush, he said, pass me a becher to pour the wine in, let's say something like that, it's got shaykh as the Kiddush, then, but he ever, he does not make a new Bo Priya Gofen. It's got connection to the Kiddush, or he says to the person, pass me a cup to put the wine in, it's all connected to the Kiddush. In such a case there, that's not called the Hefsuk, and therefore he does not have to make a new Bo Priya Gofen. If he spoke something completely unrelated to the Kiddush, He said, pass my hat, or put my hat away, or put my coat away, nothing to do with the Kiddush. In such a case that he's lost his Bo Prak Offen, he has to repeat Bo Prak Offen. If he spoke something to do with Kiddush, he spoke, pass me another cup so I can put Kiddush wine into it to do with the Kiddush. That way he does not lose his Bo Prak Offen, and he may drink without making a new Bo Prak Offen. That's the halacha in Reish Ayin Aleph Siv Tez Vov. What? Oh, very good question. Yeah, good question. Someone's asking, what about the Masubin? The Masubin have got the same din, exactly the same din. That means often the Masubin, in many Kehillahs, the minhag is that the person makes Kiddush and he's might see the Shomim also Bo Prak Offen. And what happens is that everyone drinks a bit of the wine. That's very good. They're relying on his Bo Prak Offen, like they go to his Kiddush with him. They're also go to his Bo Prak Offen, and they use his Bo Prak Offen in order to drink the wine. If they spoke, the Shomim spoke, the same problem. So again, if they spoke something to do with the Kiddush, they said, pass me some wine, that's to do with the Kiddush, then you don't have to repeat the Bo Prak Offen. If they spoke about something unrelated, completely unrelated, then that's a Hefsuk, and if they want to drink the wine, they have to make a new Bo Prak Offen. Okay, Rabbi Yisai? Not clear? Yeah? Okay, that's good. Then, another thing over here, what happens if the wine spills? That means it can happen this. If someone makes Bo Prak Offen and he makes the kiddush, finishes the kiddush, and he sits down to drink the wine, the whole kosh spills. So that depends. If a Mori Lugmov is still in the kosh, then he can drink that and there's no problem at all. If less than a Mori Lugmov is left in the kosh, he's got to refill the cup and make a new Bo Prak Offen. If, however, he had in mind when he makes Bo Prak Offen in Kiddush that he's going to drink some more wine during the meal, yeah, then the Bo Prak Offen goes on whatever's on the table, and therefore we won't have to make a new Bo Prak Offen on the other wine. So again, someone made Kiddush, he's finished Mekadesh HaShabbos, he sits down, as he sits down, he knocks the kos down and the wine spills. If a Moli Lugmov of wine is left in the kos, there's no problem. He just drinks that and there's no problem at all. If less than a Mori Lugmov left, then really you got to refill the cup and make a new Bo Prak Offen. That's halacha. However, why? Because you have to have a Mori Lugmov of wine. Oh, wait, I'm not talking about the wine table. No, sorry, all right, I can't. Yeah, the wine's on the table. Yeah, I'm talking about there's no wine on the table. The halacha is like this. Again, if he's got a Mori Lugmov in his kos, then he just drinks. If there's no Mori Lugmov in the kos, then he has to make a new Bo Prak Offen. But if there's wine on the table and he has in mind to drink wine during the meal, then he could just refill and use that wine. That's true. Are you with me? Remember, Rumi, are you with me? That's good. But the Maisa, some people don't drink wine during a meal. They've got wine on the table. That means they have the Kiddush kos, and that's it. They don't have any more wine during a meal. In that case there, if the kos spills, and there's no Mori Lugmov left in the kos, so that Bo Prak Offen is not valid anymore. He has to now refill the kos, at least Mori Lugmov, and make a new Bo Prak Offen on that, because he didn't have in mind to have some more wine. That's what would happen. Because Chazal will masakin that when a person makes kiddush out of kosh, he has to have a chosh of a shir of drinking. He's asking, why do you have to have a shir more lumen? Why can't you just have a sip of wine? The answer is that Chazal will masakin, when you make kiddush, you have to revius and you have to drink a molly lumen of the kosh of kiddush, a chosh of amount. And if you don't have that, your Bo Prak Offen is no good. So since you spilt your cup and you lost your molly lumen, you're right, but the Chazal wanted the Koishal Kiddush to be drunk a Mori Lugmov. That was the Chashivas of it. And therefore, if you haven't got that Chashivas, your Bo Prak Offen is lost. You're right, I think you can make a Bo Prak Offen on a Mashu, but here Chazal wanted a Mori Lugmov to be drunk. That Mori Lugmov is not here anymore, so you've lost it. You've lost your connection to the Kiddush. Yeah, it's interesting. Sorry? In the previous case, what? A good question. Let me just repeat the question. You're asking, let's say you made your kiddush on traditional wine, which people like, and you've got other wine on a table as well, which you want to have during the course of the meal. It makes no difference. It doesn't make a difference what wine it is. As long as you have das to have wine during the meal, that wine you can use for your, you can top up your kosher kiddush and drink that. Yeah, good question. Rav David, did you want to ask something? Yeah. Was not. Good kasha. He's asking a kasha of it. He's asking a kasha, the moshla, what happens if the person, we said before, previously, if the kaddish made kiddish, and before he drank the wine, he spoke something nothing to do with Hilchas Kiddush. Nothing to do at all with Hilchas Kiddush. So he has to be a new Bo'i Priyag Offering. So David's asking, what about the other people at the table? Can they still be Soymech on his first Bo'i Priyag Offering and drink the wine without having to wait for him to make a new Bo'i Priyag Offering? I have to check it up, Lina. As far as I know, they can. That Bo'i Priyag... Yeah, that's what David's timing. Yeah, but the Brocha was good at the time he made it. No. Yeah, it's a good kasha. You're asking all good kashas. Rami is asking the Maisa, how can you be Yetzer? Because the Makadish is not Yetzer. How can you be better than Shemei Kohen? The text is that when the person made the broch of Shemei Kohen and he was Yetzer, at that time the broch was 100% good. What the guy does later doesn't undo your Shemei Kohen. Nochmal. No, which is not good. The kiddush is good. One minute. If there's no more lugma, I never said the kiddush is no good. The kiddush is good. The Bo'i Priyag Offering is no good. Again, I'm saying. No, I've got to check this up. I can see. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I hear the point you're raising. But as far as I know, because at the time he made the brocha, and that's when the Shemei Kohen was, at that time it was a good brocha. What happened later is a new Maisa. Because he made the brocha Bo'i Priyag Offering, it was a good Bo'i Priyag Offering. Later the guy decides to do something else and not drink it. I don't know, that stares me. But I've got to check it up. It's a good point. You know, we'll check it up. Okay. If a person discovers after he's made kiddush that he's got in his cup water. He didn't have any wine left. Someone did a trick on him. It was Purim Friday, and someone decided to do a trick on him. He put water in his kosher kiddush. That kiddush is no good. The whole kiddush is invalid. There's a Mishnah in Reish and Aleph Sifkot Ma'am Tes, and the whole kiddush is not valid because it wasn't a proper kiddush. Let me just find it here. Okay. In case of the coast was always shoe yam and imsashu chomet or mam, yika coast action yam, robber, governor, you can't shame this. You have to make a whole new kiddush again. The kiddush is invalid because you made it on Sunday, which is no good. However, again, it depends. If he intended to drink wine during the meal and a reverse of wine is at the table when the kiddush is said, so it's a kiddush. We say that the Bo'i Priyag Offering goes on that bottle of wine as well. Means even though you're not holding that, you're holding the kodesh which happens to have water inside it. But you intend to make your Bo'i Priyag Offering should be valid on all the wine on the table as well. So we look at it as though that when you made your Bo'i Priyag Offering, you had in mind for the bottle of wine on the table. And you can now take out your water and have your wine from the bottle. The kodesh say, Baruch Shem Kavod Machusoy Lo Nonved, because the ma'aseh was no good, that kiddush, yeah? That Bo'i Priyag Offering you made is invalid. And what you do now is you fill out from the bottle on the table. You intend to drink wine during the table, from the table. So you can fill out now your kais. And then you can make a Bo'i Priyag Offering and just drink. Your kiddush is good. Yeah. A good question from Simcha, but he's not made Bo'i Priyag Offering on that wine. He made Shaka Nia Bevorah, which is wrong. He made Shaka Nia Bevorah, he made Bo'i Priyag Offering. I mean, he made it on the water. I think it was water. Yeah, you're quite right. The mice is quite right. Again, he's quite right with Sibcha. And he's a person made by the Goffin on a cup of what was in front of him. He drank it. It was water. No good. So, but on the table, he intends to drink more wine, and in front of him is a bottle of wine, which has got a rabias. He can take that wine, l'chaira, and pour it into his cup and drink straight from there without making a new bracha, because his dad was on that as well. L'chaira. Okay, Rabbi, have a good night, everyone. Yes. Yep. Yeah.